Justin, I was playing that video game Forest Brigade, and it was pretty cool. I was running down this, like, digital path, and I met this digital frog, and he was all like... Then I went playing in this virtual stream where this water, it looked almost real. It was this whole electronic forest world. So what did you do?
Well, my parents took me to the forest, the real forest, where I was running down this, well, it was an actual path. Then I saw this real-life frog. It was all like, ribbit, and I saw an owl too. Then I played in this amazing stream with water around my ankles, like wet water. Then me and my sister and my parents sat around a campfire and told cool stories all night long.
Oh, that's pretty cool, too.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This amazing city never appeared on any map. A hidden community sealed off from the outside world.
It's a cold spring day at Fenway Park, but the lights are bright and warm. Boston, you're a hard place to leave. The Citgo sign lights up the sky, crowds pour into Kenmore. Boston, you're a hard place to leave. The Esplanade is in full bloom and music's in the air. Boston, you're a hard place to leave. The red line stops across the bridge, but I don't really care. Boston, you're a hard place to leave. Fireworks on the Charles, the ground shakes beneath my feet. If all that tree in Harvard Yard turns as red as a parakeet. The first few flakes of snow, the city's quiet and reborn. Boston, you're a hard place to leave. Breathless for that first kiss, skating on the frog pond. Boston, you're a hard place to leave. Fake ID at Pravda, he was 30, I was 20. The guy I danced with at Zanzibar, still remember what I was wearing. Quiet days of summer, chaos of September 1st. Boston, you're a hard place to leave. You gave me 2 diplomas and a few loves of my life. You gave me a new beginning, here I became someone's wife. You showed me who I am, gave me the courage to be free. Boston, you're a hard place to leave. To leave. Massive snowstorm at rush hour, everyone forgets how to drive. 93 South looks like a parking lot. AT&T drops my call. Boston, you're a hard place to leave. I spoke at the State House and I sang at Fenway Park. On every corner of the city, I feel like I have left my mark. Hat with pride, even when I am in New York. Boston, you're a hard place to leave. Boston, you're a hard place to
love that song.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
Come on in.
She heard the talk, how could she not? And it was everywhere, hanging heavy like the smoke in a bingo hall. Everyone was sure he wouldn't, couldn't after all. A vow was taken and a vow is a vow is a vow. She's going down gracefully, taking nobody with her. She's going down gracefully, never questioning why life turned on her this way.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
Well, tonight, I'm gonna walk into a ballroom. I'm gonna set up and burst into song. Touching hearts, you know, and even sometimes some young lady might get turned on. But if her lips should somehow come up close to mine, I have to stop her and apologize. You know, because my heart is somewhere out there. Somewhere out there, out there. Yeah, you know, my heart is somewhere out there in the hands of Melinda. Yeah, and so I called up my brother, cried my eyes out right there on the phone. He said, your life is in a shambles, yeah, man, so pack your things, cause you are coming home. And well, I do miss my mother, and I miss my sister, but now that they're gone, yeah, I just ain't got no home but out there, yeah, somewhere out there. In the arms of Melinda. Yeah, you may wish I was a better man. Call me a hustler and take me out for a fool. But I just don't want nobody if I can't have you.
In fact, rattle on. Now I pretend I wasn't missing you too?
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
I never thought I'd make it this far. Having kid loose. It's not too far from here by train.